जया गोपी जना बल्लभा जया गिरिवर धारी जया गिरिवर धारी। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यशोदानन्दना जया ब्रजजनरञ्जना। जया यमुनतीरावनचारी जया यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरी गोवर्धन गिरी गोवर्धन गिरी गोवर्धन जय गिरी गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरतिशे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण। आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम सेशन। टू आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 23 वर्स नंबर 31 टू 39। य इदं सुमहत पुण्यं श्रद्धया बहितः पठेन् श्रवये शृणुयात् वापि सापृथः पदमिं यात्। या इदं सुमहत पुण्यं श्रद्धया बहितः पठेत् श्रवये शृणुयात् वापि सापृथः पदवीं याति। या इदं सुमहत पुण्यं श्रद्धया बहितः पठेत् श्रवये शृणुयात् वापि सापृथः पदवीं यात्। या इदं सुमहत पुण्यं श्रद्धया बहितः पठेत् श्रवये शृणुयात् वापि सापृथः पदवीं यात्। या इदं सुमहत पुण्यं श्रद्धया बहितः पठेत् श्रवये शृणुयात् वापि सापृथः पदवीं यात्। या इदं सुमहत पुण्यं श्रद्धया बहितः पठेत् श्रवये शृणुयात् वापि सापृथः पदवीं यात्। मदजिस् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। यह एनीवन इदम दिस सुमहत वेरी ग्रेट पुण्यम पायस श्रद्धया विद ग्रेट फेथ अवहितः विद ग्रेट अटेंशन पठेत रीड्स श्रवयेत एक्सप्लेन्स श्रुयात हियर्स वा और अपि सर्टेनली सह दैट पर्सन पृथः ओ किंग पृथु पदवीं सिचुएशन याद अटेन्स। ट्रांसलेशन एनी पर्सन हु डिस्क्राइब द ग्रेट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग पृथु विद फेथ एंड डिटर्मिनेशन whether he reads or hears of them himself or helps others to hear of them is certain to attain the very planet which maharaj pruthu attained in other words such a person also returns home to the vaikuntha planet back to godhead purport in the execution of devotional service Shravanam Kirtanaha Vishnu is especially stressed. This means that bhakti or devotional service begins by hearing and chanting about Vishnu. When we speak of Vishnu, we also refer to that which relates to Vishnu. In the Shiva Puran, Lord Shiva recommends Vishnu worship to be the topmost worship. And better than Vishnu worship is worship of the Vaishnava or anything that is related to Vishnu. The fact is explains here that hearing and chanting about Vaishnava is as good as hearing and chanting about Vishnu. For Maitra has explained that anyone who hears about Pruthu Maharaj with attention also attains the planet which Maharaj Pruthi attained. There is no duality between Vishnu and the Vaishnava. And this is called Advaya Jnana. Vaishnava is as important as Vishnu. And therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote in his Guru Ashtaka, Saksha Dharitvena Samasta Sastrai Ukta Stathabha Yatayeva Sadhvi Kintu Prabhuya Priyayeva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and is followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari. The Supreme Vaishnava is the spiritual master and he is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant the names of the gopis. Some of the Lord's students tried to advise him to chant the name of Krishna instead. But upon hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry with his students. The controversy on this subject reached a point that after this incident, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas because he was not taken very seriously in his Gruhastha ashram. The point is that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the names of the gopis, worship of the gopis or the devotee of the Lord is as good as devotional service rendered directly to the Lord. It is also stated by the Lord Himself that devotional service to His devotee is better than service offered directly to Him. Sometimes the Sahajiya class of devotee are interested only in Krishna's personal pastimes to the exclusion of the activities of the devotees. This type of devotee is not on a very high level. One who sees the devotee and the Lord on the same level has further progressed. Verse number 32 to 39, we will read a translation. Verse 32. If one hears of the characteristics of Pruthu Maharaj and is a Brahmana, he becomes perfectly qualified with the Brahmanical powers. If he is Kshatriya, he becomes a king of the world. If he is a Vaishava, he becomes a master of other Vaishyas and many animals. And if he is a Shudra, he becomes the topmost devotee. It doesn't matter whether one is man or woman. Anyone who with great respect hears this narration of Maharaj Pruthu will become the father of many children if he is without children, and will become the richest of men if he is without money. verse number 34. Also, one who hears this narration three times will become very reputable if he is not recognized in society, and he will become great scholar if he is illiterate. In other words, hearing of the narrations of Prithu Maharaj is so auspicious that it drives away all bad luck. Verse number 35. By hearing the narration of Prithu Maharaj, one can become great, increase his duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contamination of this age of Kali. In addition, one can promote the causes of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Therefore, from all sides, it is advisable for a materialistic person who is interested in such things to read and hear the narration of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj. If a king who is desirous of attaining victory and ruling power chants the narration of Prithu Maharaj three times before going forth on his chariot, all subordinate kings will automatically render all kinds of taxes unto him, as they rendered them unto Maharaj Prithu, simply upon his order. Verse number 37. A pure devotee who is executing the different process of devotional service may be situated in the transcendental position, being completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But even he, while discharging devotional service, must hear, read, and induce others to hear about the character and life of Prithu Maharaj. The great sage Maitra continued, "My dear Vidur, I have as far as possible spoken the narration about Prithu Maharaj, which enriches one's devotional attitude. Whoever takes advantage of these benefits also goes back home, back to Godhead, like Maharaj Prithu." Verse number 39. "Whoever with great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants, and describes the history of Maharaj Prithu, Maharaj Prithu's activities will certainly increase unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are the boat by which one can cross the ocean of omniscience." Hare Krishna. So in this verse, verse number 31 to 39, if you see, verse number 31 explains the importance of hearing and the destination of hearing Krishna Katha or the pastimes of Vaishnava is to attain Goloka or Vaikuntha, the planet where Prithu Maharaj went. And in the last verse also, the same thing is explained. By hearing these pastimes, one will develop unflinching faith towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His service. And in between 31 and 39 verses, there are some material benefits are described. Hare Krishna. So today from this verse, we can understand that importance of hearing. What is the importance of hearing? And hearing is the most important for spiritual progress. In fact, hearing is the austerity for the age of Kali. If you follow or if you execute this austerity of hearing, then exactly you can attain the fruits of other austerities as explained here. This human form is specially designed. If you analyze this human body, then you can understand something special about hearing. The human body has many capacity. just as you have a capacity to eat, but the time for enjoying food is very less, and the time for enjoying skin also very less, and the time for enjoying something smell, some good smell, is fragrance is very less, and the time for watching different beauty also very less. One may say Bollywood, Hollywood, we are all watching. But when there is no sound, we can't exactly see or watch for a long time. Therefore, watching beauty also takes, we generally take very less time, or we are not interested just by watching this. But hearing capacity is more than the other knowledge acquiring senses or other enjoyment. We can hear many things continuously for a long time, but other things are very limited. And this hearing ability is specially there in human society or human life. Therefore, it is said in our scripture, Srutavyadini Rajendra Nurnam Santi Sahasrasa Apashyatam Atmatattvam Gruheshu Gruhamedhinam. There are hundreds and thousands of subject matters for hearing. But those who are engrossed in material life, material sense enjoyment, they can't understand the value of self-realization. Therefore, they are attached to hear the material activities and material information about material things. The point is that most of our time we are exactly spending by hearing something. And in other sense also we can understand, by hearing exactly we develop attraction for beauty, attraction for sense enjoyment, and attraction for some taste also. Therefore, hearing has the special effect to enhance other attraction and other enjoyment. And this body is designed in such a way that many enjoyments are very gross. If you say that enjoyment by skin, it is gross. Enjoyment by taste, it is also gross. Enjoyment by smell, it is also lesser gross. And enjoyment by beauty, it is also gross, but it is becoming more subtle and subtle. But enjoyment of hearing, when you hear something, it is very subtle. And that hearing is directly touches our mind, intelligence, and ego. Therefore, information is directly affecting our mind, intelligence, and ego. And this mind, intelligence, ego are the central operation system of this body. By the influence of mind and intelligence, ego, the decisions are taken. So in other words, or we can say that hearing has the power to motivate our decision. Therefore, the information we take that creates a motivation within our system, and by that motivation we developed a special conception, and according to our conception, our action is motivated. So in this way, we can understand that information is directly proportional to action. If information is anti-Vedic, then action is automatically becomes anti-Vedic. If information is negative, then the action automatically becomes negative. If information is divine, then action automatically becomes divine. And after that action, there is exactly destination. Therefore, the information we hear, it decides our destination. Therefore, if you want to change our destination, we have to change our information. That is very, very important in human form of life. When Lord Krishna created this world, he has created many species and many things in the world. But he was not satisfied by his creation. Therefore, he thought, I want to create something very, very more important, more auspicious than other things I have created. He has created demigods, he has created other higher species also. But he is not satisfied by that. So he decided to create something greater than demigods and other species. Then he created the most auspicious and most valuable of his creation, that is human form. And he invited all the demigods to visit, to see this human form. And the demigods, with more interest and eagerness, came to see that Lord has created something greater than us. That must be good to see, and it will give us some happiness and some idea also. They came to see that form. When they saw the human form, they thought, how the human form is so great. This form is not made up of with gold, silver, iron, or some copper, some superior metals. They ask Lord Krishna, or God, you can say, that you say that this form is very, very important and best of all creation. But we have created this form with sand. Mitti se aapne ye form banaya hai. You should have created this form with gold. If not gold, you must have created this form silver and other metals. But we have created this form with sand, mitti. Therefore, it is not so important. The Lord said that in this world, this sand has specific character. It has the possibility to create something. By the earth, you can exactly create or cultivate many things in this world. Because of soil, sand, or earth, this whole world is maintained. Therefore, creation ability is there within the earth. And the gold, silver, iron, copper, other metals also created by earth. Ye mitti se hi aaya hai. Therefore, mitti mein ye sambhavana hai kuch banne ki, kuch karne ki. Therefore, this creation of mitti or sand is very, very important, auspicious and best in my whole creation. And by this creation, one can attain godly life, one can attain godly quality, one can attain divine life, or one can go away from divine life also. Just as there is earth or sand everywhere, but the cultivation, the nature of cultivation depends upon the seed we plant, sow in the soil. The soil is impartial, but the nature of seed fructifies according to the nature. Therefore, human form is like the soil. It has the possibility to do something great or something lesser great or something evil also. But the seed for this soil, the human form, is information. The information we hear, that is like a seed, and according to that seed, there is exactly some culture or there is some nature we develop. Therefore, when the seed is divine, then the nature of human civilization, the seed of hearing or seed of information, if it is divine, then the nature of human civilization will become divine. If it is evil, the nature becomes evil. Therefore, this human form is very, very important for very, very auspicious and important to attain God in our life. Therefore, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwara Hari Srutabhyah Krititabhyasa Smratabhyah Chaichatabhyam. It is said, therefore, in this human form of life, one should hear about God, hear about Bhagavan Sarvatma, the supreme controller, Hari. And we should also have kirtan, glorify that Lord. At the same time, we should remember and reflect the pastimes of the Lord Hari. And this is exactly the real austerity and real activity human form, in the human form we can do. And by this oral reception, you can decide our destination. And this hearing has different effect to different personalities. One person may be in goodness or passion or in ignorance. But what he hears, according to that exactly, a decision is taken. Just as in Ramayana, if you see, Kaikeyi, Mother Kaikeyi was in goodness. Or you can say she is beyond goodness. But when she heard the information from Manthara, her mind had changed. The person who has experienced God personally, who has touched God personally, who has seen God personally, who has served God, taken care of God personally, that personality's mind changes when she hears something negative, something evil for a moment, for a small period of time. That is the effect of information. That is the effect of wrong information or evil information. In case of Ravana, if you see, Ravana is in the mode of passion. And when he hears information about Mother Sita, and his mind agitated, and he kidnaps Mother Sita. The Kaikeyi sent Lord Ram to Vanavas by hearing Manthara's information, and Ravana kidnapped Sita and separated Lord Ram and Sita by hearing the information from Shrupanakha. And in case of Dhritarashtra, if you see, Dhritarashtra, after hearing Kanika Niti in one line is, we can do anything evil, anything wrong. You can give any pain, even you can kill anyone for your profit. That is exactly Kanik Niti. And Kanik Muni explains these things very elaborately in Mahabharata. And by hearing this, Dhritarashtra decided to kill Pandavas in Lakshagraha, kill Kunti Maharani in Lakshagraha. After hearing this information, he decided. Therefore, one may be in goodness, one may be in passion, or one may be in ignorance. But if our information or what we hear is wrong, evil, anti-Vedic, then that exactly will create danger in the society, in personal life also. Just as if poison is there, if you put poison in milk, the milk becomes poisoned. If you put that poison in dahi, that also become poison. When you put that poison in ghee also, that also become poison. So ghee is the purest stage, and milk is also pure, and dahi is in between. But still, the effect of poison is there. The same effect is there in every thing. Therefore, you may be in goodness, you may be in passion, or you may be in ignorance. But when our information is wrong, that will develop a wrong mentality. But if you hear divine information, that will create divine effect in our life. Just as Parikshit Maharaj heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadev Goswami, and he got liberation. Arjun heard Gita from Lord Krishna, then he became a man of action with devotion. Therefore, you can become a man of action with devotion, you can attain liberation by the power of fearing, or you can become an evil person or bind in this material world, life after life, for when you hear something negative. Therefore, Veda means knowledge. Veda means scientific knowledge. And by this Veda, we can elevate ourselves. Therefore, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yashyamai Shruyamanaya కృష్ణ పరమ పురుష, భక్తి ఉత్పాదయేత పుంసం శోకమోహో భయాపహ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ యశ్యాం బై శ్రూయమానాయ, బై హియరింగ్ కృష్ణ పరమ పురుష, ది ట్రాన్స్డెంటల్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, వన్ కెన్ డెవలప్ ది భక్తి ఆర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ బై దాట్ వన్ కెన్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ శోక్ మోహ భయ ఆప. శోక్ ఈజ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు పాస్ట్ లిమిటేషన్ ఫార్ పాస్ట్ మిస్డీడ్స్, అండ్ శోక్ మోహో, మోహో ఈజ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ప్రెజెంట్. ప్రెజెంట్ వీఆర్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ బికమింగ్ ఇల్యూజన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మెనీ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్, అండ్ దాట్ కెన్ బి ఆల్సో డిలివర్డ్, దాట్ కెన్ బి ఆల్సో మిటిగేటెడ్ బై హియరింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ. అండ్ భయ ఈజ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ఫ్యూచర్, అండ్ బై హియరింగ్ దిస్ కృష్ణ కథ యూ కెన్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ లిమిటేషన్, ఇల్యూజన్ అండ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యూచర్. Therefore, Veda is very, very important, or Vedic scripture is very, very important in our life to be free from soko, moho, bhaya, apa. Therefore, when there is no Veda, there is Vedana. So when you say no to Veda, that is exactly Vedana. The Vedana sabda came from exactly those who are against Veda. So Vedana means pain. So when you go against Veda, that exactly creates Vedana in our life. And modern society is filled with such Vedana because most of the information are against Vedic understanding and Vedic principles. Therefore, it is essential to stop Vedana in the society to establish Vedic education or Vedic to propagate Vedic principle through the society in different way. And previously the society was peaceful as compared to the present society because of the propagation of Veda. If Veda is not propagated, then there is exactly unwanted mentality will increase in the society. Therefore it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje lokasya janantaha లోకస్య జానంతః విద్వాన్స్ చక్రే సాత్వతం సంహితం అనర్థ ఉపశమం సాఖ్యాత్ భక్తి యోగ అధోక్షజే. బై ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ దిస్ భక్తియోగ ఆర్ శ్రవణం హియరింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదిక్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అనర్థ ఉపశమం, అన్వాంటెడ్ థింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హార్ట్ ఈజ్ మిటిగేటెడ్. లోకస్య అజానంత, జనరల్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ నో ఇట్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ది లర్నెడ్ సేజ్ Vyasadev compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. So many Vedic scriptures are there, but the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnava scriptures, Gita, these are specially meant to purify our heart and develop bhakti or attachment to Krishna. That is specially designed and specially empowered by Lord Krishna to induce bhakti or to induce love of Godhead within the heart of living entities. Just as in this world, if you see, Lord has created this body. And to maintain this body, Lord has created many food grains. The body is natural and the food grains are also natural. There cannot be any artificial food grain to maintain this body. If you eat any artificial food grain for our taste also, then that exactly have an ill effect to our body. Therefore, body is natural, created by God. For the maintenance of this body, God has created something natural available. Nature means prakruti. Prakruti means created by God. Kriti means artificial. The things created by man, that is exactly kriti. Logon ke dwara, manushya ke dwara banaya gaya jo cheez hai, usko hum kehte hain kriti. But Bhagawan ke dwara banaya gaya cheez jo hai, usko kehte hain prakruti. Aur kuch difference nahi hai. Kriti has some artificial, Kriti has some deficiencies and limits, but the creation of Krishna has no limitation and it is complete, Purnam. Therefore, this body is created by Lord and it's the material need for this maintenance of this body is created by Lord also. If you get take that, then there will be nourishment, there will be energy, there will be vigor, and there will be some happiness also, and taste also. Similarly, Lord has created the intelligence, mind and ego, and to maintain that, Lord has created this Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedic Shastra. And the most important Vedic Shastra, as per the Vedic explanations by Vyasadeva, that is exactly Srimad Bhagavatam. Is therefore, Vyasadeva says, Krishna Swadham Upagate Dharma Jnanadhi Visaham Kalo Nashtadrusam Esa Puranarka Adhuna Oditam. So, Vyasadeva says, Krishna Swadham Upagate. When Krishna left this world with dharma and jnana, with the principles of religiosity and knowledge, kalonashta drusapuncha, because there is no Krishna, therefore there is no jnana and dharma, and the vision of the personality of this age of Kali is illusion, completely against Vedic principles. Therefore, to revive that Vedic principle, Lord Krishna has created Purana Arka Adhuna Udita. Adhuna Udita, just now. So, Adhunik Samaj ke liye, jo Adhunik Shastra hai, that is exactly Srimad Bhagavatam. Other Shastras are there, but it is Purana Arka. Ye Surya abhi Udit huye hai. Therefore, real value for the present society, for the modern society. Therefore, Adhuna Udita. Therefore, it is essential to study this Srimad Bhagavatam constantly, continuously, with great faith and attention. As described in this verse today we are discussing. If you hear the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj with great faith and great attention, then one can attain that inclination to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead or liberation. And this Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj, who was the Prime Minister of this, world. And this Prime Minister is asking the prime questions of life. What is the goal of life? And what should be done at the time of death? The Prime Minister is asking the prime question, and what is the prime goal of life? And the prime of all sadhu, Sukadeva Goswami, is explaining the prime subject matter to hear in this world. And that prime subject matter is Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Bhagavatam should be recited, heard, explained, described, propagated again and again, so that there can be change. Exactly, the food we also eat, again and again. Aisa nahi ki ek din hum khaye, phir do saal ke baad phir khayenge. Is prakar nahi hota. We eat the food again and again. Kam se kam din mein teen baar hum khate hain. Similarly, when we eat food again and again, that has the effect. That gives energy. That gives nourishment. Aur hum bore bhi nahi hote. It is not roz rice, dal, sabji, chapati, galka ka. Ekhi nahi. Is prakar generally hum roz bore bhi ho jate hain, phir bhi khate rehte hain. Okay, that gives exactly, you may be bored mentally, but if you eat that has the potency. Once a while if you eat, that cannot give exactly potency. Similarly, Shastra also, you should read again and again, describe again and again, with attention and complete faith. Then that will change the mentality of a person in due course of time. It's like water. Torisa mein kehte hain ki dhira pani pathar kaate, means the flowing water exactly cuts the stones. But the stone is cut into pieces after many years of flowing. Not that one day, two day or one month. Many years of flowing, the stone is cut in such a way that there is soil, sand particles, what we are using, the particles are used for construction. That is created by water. The soil is created by the power of water, not by some hammer or some other activities. Therefore, this water is very, by nature, the water is, water has no power to cut something. But when that same water flows continuously, constantly, then there is some effect. Similarly, when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedic Shastra, especially Vaishnava Puranas, then that has a special effect in human civilization. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, after hearing the prasna or the questions of Parikshit Maharaj, he says, Variyana eseta prasna, kruto loko hitam rupa, atmavat atmavit sammata punsam, srutabhya adyushu yahaparaha. Variyana esate prasna, your question is very, very specific, important. Kruto loko hitam rupa, it is exactly good for the whole human civilization. Atmavit sammata punsam, and it is also authorized by the great personalities, great saints, and God also. Srutabhya adishu yaha paraha, and this is the prime thing one should hear in the human life. Therefore, this human form is designed, as I explained before, and a specific quality is there to hear something divine. If you hear, then exactly that can develop our consciousness and we can attain godly qualities. But those who are not interested, how they are exactly living in this world, pass their time in this world, that is said, Nidraya hriyate naktam bevavani chabavayaham divacharthaya rajan kutumba bharane nava. So they pass their time by sleeping in the night or having sense enjoyment. In daytime, they pass their time collecting money and maintaining family. It means exactly in the modern society, people hear the information how to sleep nicely, how to have some comforts, how to develop bodily comforts. That type of knowledge is propagated in this world. Therefore, hearing this information, we are exactly go away from the real goal of life. And people also hearing how to enjoy nicely. They are developing many systems, many medicines for enjoyment. They hear from different sources. And they hear also how to make money. And the whole educational system is how to make money. And they hear also how to maintain family, how to maintain sublime relationship. When there is comfort, when there is enjoyment, when there is money. They want to maintain sublime relationship for enjoyment, for money, and for comforts. But sublime relationship is possible only when we have a spiritual goal. In material goal, there cannot be a sublime and peaceful relationship. Therefore, in this verse, this indicates that we should not hear only. These things are important and these things are essential, but these things are not the goal of life. As described in this verse, that there is many material benefits described by hearing Prithu Maharaj's pastime one can attain. But these are the side effect of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Vaishnava pastimes. But the real effect is to attain spiritual destination, attain Vaikuntha, to develop love of Godhead. Just as when you are traveling in train also we may get many different varieties of food. We can get many facilities like AC or some bed, some chadar or something else. Or we can have some relationship, friendship with others in train also. But the goal of journey is not to take food there, not to enjoy the AC there, not to have some nice relationship with the passengers. But the goal is to go to our destination. The real goal of our journey through train, plane or anything is to go to the destination. But in between, we get some result also. Similarly, in this world, when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that may give you some material benefit, but that material benefit is not the real goal of life, real goal of that hearing, but it is exactly the side effect of that hearing. Therefore, we should attach to the real effect, not to the side effect of hearing. Therefore, hearing is very, very important in our life. And by that hearing, there is a transformation of heart. Therefore, the word information describes the meaning or effect of information. In means andar, bhitar, or form means rupa. The information, when you hear something that creates a personality, creates a form within our heart. सुनने से एक व्यक्तित्व हमारा बनता है. Therefore, जिस प्रकार की लीला और कथा इंफॉर्मेशन हम सुन रहे हैं उसी प्रकार की एक व्यक्तित्व हमारा बनता है. Therefore, our personality depends of our information we hear. Therefore, information can be the cause of our elevation and information can be the cause of our degradation. Information can be the cause of our deformation or information can be the cause of our transformation and liberation also. So here, the verse says that if you hear the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj, then one can attain the destination of Prithu Maharaj. Therefore, our information is directly proportional to our destination. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki. So thank you very much. Question, yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you Prabhu for a nice class. So you said that information is directly proportional to our destination. And you give the example of Dhritarashtra, then Kaikeyi and Ravana. They heard the bad information. Because of that, they done the bad thing. But at the same time, all the three has got good information also from different people. But that doesn't have any effect. And they got more good information than bad information. So that must be that we can think there must be something beyond the just information that can create our destination. So can you explain?
Okay. So generally the question is that Kaikeyi in the mode of goodness and Dhritarashtra in the mode of ignorance and Duryodhana in the mode of passion, they are affected by bad information. But they have attained some good information also. That is not affected them. But in reality, we see in this world, the negative power has exactly perfect and powerful effect than the positive things. Just as aap lenge ek drop of nectar lenge, ek drop of poison lenge, or 100 liter doodh mein dalenge, then that milk become poison. One drop of poison can spoil, can transform 100 liter of milk into poison. But if you change this example, 100 liter of poison and one drop of milk has no effect to that exactly poison. The poison cannot be transformed into milk. This is the effect of negative power in this world. This is the nature of negative power, negative things in the world. Therefore, it is said that association is very, very important in our life. A little deviation means complete deviation. Just as yahan pe ek maan lo kuch phat jata hai kapda, aur kapda phat jata hai, usko hum wahan par seete nahi hai, to dheere dheere pura kapda phat jayega. Therefore, when there is a little deviation, we have to protect it. Therefore, in our Vedic Shastra, there is strict rules and regulations for everyone. For Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, men, women, anyone, there are strict rules and regulations. And if you fail to follow these rules and regulations, if there is a little deviation, if you fail to control that deviation, at that time, then there is a complete deviation. There will be complete deviation. This question was asked by Lakshman to Lord Ram. Why are you following dharma so strictly? Even you vanish your dharma patni Sita also. Why are you so strict? he gives this point that if you don't follow dharma strictly, when there is some little deviation, then in due course of time there is complete deviation. So this is the power of negative information in this world. In Kali Yuga, people are hearing more good things also, but the negative information is more powerful. We are more exposed to negative informations, evil information, therefore there is bad effects. Just as Prabhupada also gives the example. Aag jal raha hai aur pani bhi aap dal rahe hain, to aag bujh jayega. Aap jalane ke liye bahut parishram kar sakte hain, lekin kuch pani ka boond girta hai to bujh jata hai. To kehne ka arth hai, the point is that ki we should understand the point that negative information has more effect than the positive information. Therefore, you always try to stay with the negative, positive information or good association. That is the that I can explain here. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anyone else, Prabhuji, Rupraj Prabhu? Okay, thank you.